Hello, cutie. Don't be scared. It's just me. Unless that's why you're scared. In which case, I can't say I blame you. How did I find you? Honestly, it was easy. I just followed your scent like I did when I was looking for your apartment. We spent enough time together that it'll be a while before I forget what you smell like. So, what are you doing out in the park on your own, cutie? You'll catch your death out here, just like when we met. Hey, can I... Oh, no picking you up? Okay, yeah. That's fine. Can we talk, though? Is that alright? I mean, of course you have a choice. I'm not... Well, you know what I'm gonna say. I'm not a monster, but I'm pretty sure you think I am. Especially after what happened. Can I sit down? I'll shield you from the rain. Thanks. So, what happened with Bethany? It was an accident. I was worked up from what she'd been doing to you, and I was so hungry, and when I saw her grab you, I just so red, and next thing I knew, I was on top of her, just biting her, and you were looking at me with those big, terrified eyes. Well, big by your standards, anyway. Oh, yeah, sorry. That was inappropriate, I know. It's just... I know what you saw was scary, especially at your size, but I don't get why you're so upset. And I know that sounds awful, but I'm being honest. I value human life as much as the next person, but Bethany, she deserved it, cutie. From what you told me, she had it coming. I had a look around her apartment after you left. And you know what I found? Dead borrowers. Yeah. Beneath the floorboards. Just dozens of them. You didn't know. Well, I think she had you pegged as her next victim. She was like a serial killer or something. I don't know. It was sick. Honestly, you're lucky you're still alive. Yeah, I buried them. I wouldn't leave them out like that, sweetie. They're people, the same as you and me. Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Sorry, I thought we were coming to an understanding. Sorry, fuck. Just, sorry. Maybe you can tell me why you're so upset. It's not just about what you saw, is it? Oh. You thought she could be redeemed. Oh, sweetheart. I mean, that's a nice thought and all, but I think there's a limit, you know? I'm basically a blood-sucking parasite, and she disgusts me. I mean, what does that say? Yeah, that's the borrower in you, though, isn't it? Trying to see the good in everyone. And I guess the opposite is true for me, in a way. Anyway, I took care of her body. I don't want any hunters after me because of this. So, I dumped it in the river. With any luck, people just think she disappeared. Just up and left. Yeah, I did a check afterwards, and she barely has any social media presence, so I don't think she'll be missed. Can I tell you something? I mentioned that I'd never killed before. Well, that's not technically true. See, I've never killed any humans before. Technically, I still haven't. And I'm not counting Bethany. I'm sorry, that was self-defense. I was protecting you. Vampires, though? I have killed one of them. Yeah, my master. The one who turned me. He was an evil man. Worse than Bethany? I don't think it's fair for me to say. All those tiny people she killed, I mean, who knows what they went through. But my master, he found me once on the street when I was on my way home. He took one look at me and just decided that he wanted me. Bit me in the neck right here. Yep, mark's still there, see? Anyway, he just grabbed me right there off the street when I was on my way to my parents and just turned me in a filthy alleyway. And when I awoke, he told me that I was gonna be one of his concubines. Like the ones from Dracula. Yeah, you get it. And I don't know why he didn't sway me. Usually, vampire's master has sway over their victim, but for me, it was just nothing. Maybe I was just too smart for him. I refused, naturally, and he did not like that. He kept me chained up in his basement for weeks, designed the cell I was in even, just so the small amount of sunlight would hit my skin, no matter where I was. I'd show you, but it's not pretty. And we're in a public place. Yeah, I know it's night, but still, someone might see. Did he feed me? Well, a little. Honestly, I'm surprised he fed me at all, but it was rare. He gave me the smallest amount of blood just to keep me alive from his victims. And he had plenty of those. And I could hear him bringing them home and giving them the tour, and then they'd scream, and I'd never hear from them again. See, cutie, he didn't feed because he had to. He fed because he enjoyed it. Vampires only really need to feed, like, once or twice a month. He was downing a couple people a week, and he drank a lot more than he needed. And eventually, I just couldn't take it anymore. It was like I was in hell, just being tortured during the day, and when the sun went down at night, that was when he would visit me. No, he didn't do what you're thinking, but it was still awful regardless. Yeah, so one night, I said I would be one of his concubines. I'd said it before, of course, out of desperation, but this time I think I truly meant it. At least for the moment. And he believed me. He brought me up out of that cell for the first time in months. When he'd had his fun and he'd gone asleep, I broke the leg off of his bed and stabbed him in the heart. It was the most wonderful day of my life. I ran without a second thought, running home, crying, laughing, just every emotion possible. I must have been a sight, let me tell you. But then I got home, and my family wanted nothing to do with me. I told them that I was a victim, that I hadn't wanted to become what I am, that the only person that I'd killed was the bastard who'd done this. But none of them would listen to me. And so, well, I left. Taking that bastard's money, I made my own life. And I've been on my own ever since. Only really going out to feed, watch movies. I don't know, it's lonely. Well, until I met you. You know, cutie, you're the first person in a century I've been able to talk to. At least without planning to feed on. Well, because I can't. I literally can't feed on you. And it's wonderful. With everyone else, it's always in the back of my mind, even when I'm not hungry. But with you, I get to look after you, to protect you. It's like, suddenly, I'm not a predator anymore. And sometimes, I forget I'm even a vampire. I just feel normal. So, yes, when I learned that you'd basically been through the same thing as me, and the source of all your pain and suffering was about to take you again, yeah, I killed her. I ripped her throat out between my teeth, and being completely honest with you, cutie, I don't regret it at all. Not one bit. And if you can't forgive me for that, well, that's fine. But you're free because of me. Free to live without that monster shadow looming over you. And if you hate me, then I can live with that. Because I love you, cutie. We didn't know each other long at all, but I do. I love how you make me feel when I'm around you. So, thank you. And goodbye. I'm done speaking. Huh? Cutie? You're holding my finger. Do you need to say something? I can't hear you over the rain, baby. Here. Let me lean in. You're sorry? Oh, baby, I'm sorry too. I'm sorry this whole thing happened and it scared you so. Oh, here, let me hold you. Oh. Can you forgive me? I know I said I could live with it, but thank you. Let's go home, darling. I'd imagine you're starving. I can whip you something up. And then we can watch a movie. Yeah, and then you can be my little heater in the coffin again. How's that sound? Don't worry. You can use my hair as a cushion this time. Yeah, how about Blade? That was the other option, wasn't it? You haven't seen it. Oh, wow, cutie. We're gonna have to fix that. Alright. Come into my hand, cutie. You know, a lot of people prefer the second Blade. But I think the first film has a much more visceral, gritty vibe to it. Yeah, the second one was directed by Del Toro. He's pretty great, isn't he? I know he's won an Oscar, but I still feel like he's a little underrated. Like, sorta in a way. Don't you? What's your favorite film of his? Pacific Rim? Well, I guess you would like giants, wouldn't you? I mean, since you're dating me, obviously. That's right, cutie. We're dating. Honestly, I don't know what else you'd call this. Huh? Honestly, my favorite of his might be Pan's Labyrinth. You've seen it? Oh, good. I was worried. Yeah, the creature effects are amazing. And I love how authentic the setting is. It's like they actually went back in time to Second World War Spain and just filmed it right there. Oh, and did you know Del Toro accidentally left his scrapbook on the film in the back of a taxi? And the film was nearly canceled. Yeah, and the driver found the book and went out of his way to return it when he realized it was important. I mean, what a nice guy, honestly. You'd think he would have gotten his name in the credits or something, or a little cameo. You agree? Oh, you little cutie.